Staff from the Public Service Commission and DNR met with people in the Dodge County community of Brownsville. PSC employee Bill Fanucci told a man that the 133 wind turbines that are being proposed should not cause stray voltage problems.
Best as we can tell, no, not in this case.
The project being pitched by a Chicago-based energy firm continues to divide people in the area just east of the Horicon National Wildlife Refuge. Al Messner is on the town board in Oakfield. He says his community needs the $2,500 a year it would get for each of the 35 towers that would be located there.
Highways haven't been improved for years. Taxes are a problem, and so that would be a real economic benefit for the town.
Messner also says Wisconsin needs more clean sources of energy. But a draft environmental impact statement written by the state raises some concerns, especially about the large wind turbines possibly harming birds that live in Horicon Marsh and others that fly in and out. Juneau resident Robert Weiss says no wind farm in the bird's backyard.
There's many miles or many square miles of territory here in our area and in other areas of the state which is not located against a unique place like the Horicon Marsh.
The state will soon write a final environmental impact statement and hold a formal hearing this summer. On Monday night, Dodge County will hold a hearing on a conditional use permit for 80 of the wind turbines. The stepped-up debate comes as spring brings new squawking on Horicon Marsh. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.